Hi, this is Sarah O'Connell.
And this is Jonah Treeboiser.
Welcome back to another edition of Radio Rotary, made possible by Rotary District 7210.
Each week we chat with your neighbors about great things happening in your community and around the world. People who live by Rotary's motto of service above self.
And today our special guest is the incomparable Bunny Webb, who is, I'm going to throw out some credentials here, our past district governor for our District 7210 here in New York, and she's also a Rotarian, a member of the Congers Valley Cottage Rotary Club.
Now, you know, Sarah, if you put down everything that Bunny has done for Rotary and for people around the world.
The half-hour show.
We have no time to even talk to her, so
let's just say,
ladies and gentlemen, the beautiful, the lovely Bunny Webb. Good morning, Bunny.
Hi. Thanks for inviting me.
That's some buildup we gave you, huh?
Yeah, that's right. The check is in the mail.
Well, Bunny is going to be talking to us today about Rotary's initiative known as Polio Plus. Bunny, tell us, what is Polio Plus?
Polio Plus is Rotary's promise to the children of the world that they will live in a polio-free world.
You know, Bunny, something confuses me, and I was amazed when I became a Rotarian to see that Rotary was having this anti-polio initiative. Now, Sarah, of course, is younger than springtime, and I never discuss a lady's age.
True but story.
You're just about old enough to remember the days of the iron lungs and things of that nature when you and I were kids. Swimming pools were closed. Parents were afraid to send their kids to summer camps, to the movie theaters, because polio was horrifically contagious. And then, in the mid-1950s, came the miracle of the Salk and Sabin vaccines, which I thought wiped out polio around the world. It certainly wiped it out here in the United States.
Now, did you get it?
Oh, yeah. It came on a little sugar cube.
Uh-huh.
We all got it when we marched in kindergarten, in first grade. We got little sugar cubes with the anti-polio vaccine
purple,
on
it. It was purple, wasn't it?
Yeah, that part I don't remember.
I mean, well, I remember taking it, but I thought, I just didn't know that after you got to a certain age, if you were taking that.
No, well, we were among the first.
Out of curiosity, because the inoculation is the key to kicking the disease.
Right, right.
And that's part of what Rotary is involved in, is our mission is getting that inoculation, that sugar cube.
Right.
Or that the drops. It's drops. But I really, I think I can see it in my mind's eye. I think it was purple, by the way.
Okay.
But is getting that out globally to people.
So,
and of course, with our district, Bunny is our driving force, our grand here in this area,
right,
for that cause.
So, Bunny, seriously, let's get back to this issue. How is it 50-plus years after the Sabin vaccine and Salk vaccines were implemented, we still have polio in the world?
Well, first of all, polio was never eradicated. This made a big dent in the numbers of children who did contract polio. But it wasn't an issue throughout the entire world. Communication wasn't what it is today. People probably didn't even know their children had polio. But Rotary got involved, and now everybody knows about polio, and everybody knows that it's going to end, because that is, as I said, our promise.
And we're very close to getting it eradicated globally. And again, Rotary has been in a leadership position to make this happen.
Yeah, that's right, Sarah. Tell us, Bunny Webb, some of the things that Rotary has done to eradicate polio.
All right, let me give you some figures, first of all. The Gates Foundation, Bill and Melinda Gates, have contributed $355 million to eradicating polio throughout the world.
Now, that's Bill Gates of Microsoft fame.
That's right.
Mr. Computers.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, so keep on buying the computers.
Give us that number again. That's a fabulous
$355 million.
Wow.
But it's not just for free.
Well, Rotary has committed to $200 million.
In matching funds.
We have to match the grant in order to win the award,
yes.
Correct?
And
yeah.
Then we have indicated that by June 30th, 2012, that will be $555 million for the sole purpose of eradicating polio throughout the world. And let me give you some other figures. As of November 30th, a couple of days ago, Rotary District 7210, and as I always say, add up the numbers, 7 plus 2 plus 1 plus 0 is 10. We're the perfect 10.
Which is our district here in the Hudson Valley and the sponsor of Radio Rotary.
Radio Rotary.
Right. What has our district done?
And we have, as of November 30th, contributed $304,943.67.
The 67 cents, by the way.
Down to the penny.
The 67 cents is my annual salary as co-host of Radio Rotary.
Yeah, you get paid the big
bucks.
That's because you have a fan club. I have nothing.
Right.
But it is down to the penny, because if you contribute, every penny does help. We have big fundraising efforts. We have big contributors, and we have small fundraising efforts. It's on every single level. And if you contribute one penny, you will get a thank you note from Bunny Webb.
That's for sure.
She'll come
on behalf of the children.
And deliver it to the house.
It'll cost me 40 some odd cents to mail it to you, but I'll do it.
You know, Bunny, seriously, the pennies do count, because the individual dose of vaccine for a child is literally pennies, right?
Yes, 60 cents per child.
For 60 cents, we save a child.
All right, let me give you some more exciting figures. Worldwide, as of November 2010, worldwide, Rotary has contributed $152 million. That's of the $200 million that we said we would match. You want to hear about cases, the numbers?
By all means.
Okay, in 1980, there were 52,630 cases of polio worldwide.
And that's despite the fact that Salk and Sabin vaccine's been out for 5 decades. 52,000,
right?
Go ahead.
In July of 2010.
Right, that's how many years later?
He asks me that, 30 years later, right?
Right,
yeah.
Okay. Which is a blink in the eye.
As an educator, but I'm old. There are, and I don't like to use the word only, because if you are the parent of one of those children,
right,
still very sad. But remember, 52,630 cases.
That's 1,000 a week.
And in July of this year, worldwide, 349 cases.
Wow, that's a 97% decrease. Makes us all proud to be Rotarians, and proud to be able to work with somebody as stellar as Bunny Webb, who single-handedly, I think, raised almost every one of those dollars.
You never say no.
No one dares say no to Bunny.
That's because I'm not nice. I'm persistent.
You are a
sweetheart. Now, Bunny, you have not just been involved in the fundraising effort, but you've actually been involved with the practical, hands-on distribution of the vaccine. Can you share a little bit with us, with our listening audience? And I know this gets very emotional for you, I'm going to put you on the spot.
It really does. Several years ago, Knute Johnson from our district, Frank Wargo from, he's also past governor of my class from Connecticut, and Tam Mustafa, we went to India basically to do an Rotary Leadership Institute. And before we went, I became aware that they were doing a National Immunization Day. And, of course, I knew nothing of the geographic areas of India. And I asked if where this was happening was going to be where we were. It was. And then I did say, we must be a part of it. And, of course, we all agreed. And it was very close by. The morning of the event, we rode in one of our host's car, and we went to this place, and all I saw was a tent, little straw hut with an American Red Cross emblem on it, and I got kind of excited. I said, we went to the wrong place, but we didn't. We went into this building, and what struck me immediately and throughout the whole time was you never heard a sound. There were ladies dressed, you could see, in their finest clothes, so you knew this was a very, very special day. There were children in their arms. There were other little ones around
skipping
their knees.
Around. Skipping, mm-hmm.
Yes. But it was quiet, quiet. You could see a medical crew by their white outfits. The press was there. We were introduced as Rotarians from America, and I cannot tell you, I cannot begin to tell you the ovation that we received. We're always proud to be Americans, but that day was really special. They knew we were coming. The flowers that they gave us were utterly incredible. One of the medical crew came over to each of us and asked if we would like to participate in giving the drops. Yes. Me, I was panicked. I said, oh, I don't know how. I don't know how. He said, I will show you. He gave each of us a vial. And, of course, they were replenished. And I went over to this one infant being held by this lady. And I do not know if it was a boy or a girl. I put the vial by the child's mouth. I kept tapping it. And he opened his mouth. And as I began to put the drops in, he opened his eyes. And I will never forget those big black eyes looking into my eyes. And I had to stop. And I just looked up and I said, dear God, I thank you for Rotary. And it truly is the proudest moment. I don't think I ever did anything better than that in my life. And I had the privilege of giving the vaccine to three children.
Three lives saved. That's a beautiful story. Let me remind our listeners, they're in tune with Radio Rotary on Hudson Valley Talk Radio and around the world by podcast on iTunes and at www.radiorotary.org. My name is Jonah Treboise, and my co-host is the effervescent Sarah O'Connell, and our very special guest is the lovely Bunny Webb, queen of Polio Plus here in the district. And Sarah, who brings us Radio Rotary this week?
Well, Jonah, Radio Rotary is brought to us by Rotary District 7210 and the clubs of Arlington, Cairo, Chester, Chestnut Ridge, Congers Valley, Cottage, Fishkill, Goshen, Highland, Hyde Park, Kingston, and Kingston Sunrise.
And we'll be back with more of Radio Rotary after these important messages.
In 1985, while polio was paralyzing 1,000 children a day, Rotary International committed to a goal. A goal of ending polio worldwide. Very soon now, after contributing nearly $600 million and immunizing over 2 billion children, the goal will be achieved. Eradicating polio worldwide. That is humanity in motion. That is Rotary.
For information about Rotary in the Hudson Valley, visit www.rotarydistrict7210.org.
Hudson Valley Talk Radio.
Jettelson Giordano & Siegel, CPA PC, is a full-service accounting, tax, and business consulting firm.
JGS specializes in business succession planning, including ownership transition, management transition, as well as family and non-family transitions.
The JGS staff works alongside you to solve the problems of your specific business or personal situation.
JGS is conveniently located on Route 211 in Middletown, New York. To learn more, please contact JGS at 845-692-9500 or visit them on the web at www.jgspc.com.
Jettelson, Giordano, and Siegel, your essential partner in business.
What would you do if a friend, coworker, or a loved one collapsed? Calling 911 alone will not be enough. Over 1,000 people a day die from sudden cardiac arrest. Many can be saved with early intervention. HealthSave offers CPR courses on a daily basis at our facility in Rockland County. We'll come to your home or business if you prefer. Call us toll-free at 877-277-6233. That's 877-277-6233. Or visit our website at healthsave.com. That's HEALTHSAV.com. Leave the E off of save for emergencies. CPR training is for everyone. Learn CPR. Become a lifesaver.
Hudson Valley Talk Radio.com.
Welcome back to this edition of Radio Rotary. I'm Sarah O'Connell, and I am one of the hosts of Radio Rotary. I'm joined by my wonderful, intelligent, I don't know what
Please,
else to
more,
say about
more.
You.
Please, more.
My wonderful co-host, Jonah Treboise, and we are honored today by having the incomparable.
And even more wonderful.
Past district governor,
Bunny Webb, who, as you said earlier in our last segment, is the queen of Polio Plus.
That's
in our
right.
district, really, in probably the East Coast. She is the driving force behind one of Rotary's main initiatives, and that is to eradicate polio globally. The last segment, we had a very heartfelt story from Bunny about her personal experience. Not only is she instrumental in raising funds for this effort, but she's had a lot of hands-on experience of actually administrating the vaccines. And to that note, you had mentioned, Buddy, that one dosage of that vaccine costs as little as what?
60 cents per child.
Per child.
Yes.
60 cents per child.
To save a child, yeah.
So just think about that, that no matter how you think, oh, my small contribution doesn't make a difference, it truly, truly does.
It absolutely does. And I just would like people to understand, it isn't only Rotarians who are involved. It's everybody. I mean, people, ordinary people, you're all wonderful, and you all want to make sure that polio is eradicated from this world. And your clubs, look, go to the clubs in your regions. You'll see the Rotary signs, and they have fundraisers where, for pennies, we can really continue to do this wonderful job.
Bunny Webb, tell us, where is polio still a problem around the world?
All right. Again, I hate to use the word only, because you would not want to be the parent or grandparent of a child in any of these countries where a child does contract polio. Pakistan, Afghanistan, India, and Nigeria. But let me tell you this. I read this in the December Rotarian magazine. From 2009 to 2010, there has been a 98% drop in polio cases. So all of you, we thank you. It is the largest single drop in polio cases ever recorded in the world. In 2010, there, again, the word only, 8 cases recorded in Nigeria. Last year, 368 cases. Smallpox is the only disease ever eradicated from the world. We are all part of history. That's not important, but we are part of history. And when your great-grandchildren are going to school and they're going to read about this in their books, they're going to remember my grandma, my grandpa, they were part of this. So you are giving a legacy to the people who come after you.
You know, Bunny, out of pure self-interest, people ought to support the eradication of polio because, you know, a lot of people have become lax when it comes to vaccinations of their own children for a variety of diseases here in the United States. And polio could be only a plane ride away from the United States because somebody who was infected in one of those countries you mentioned, far away, one plane ride, they may bring it here, and someone who's not properly vaccinated could contract it.
Absolutely. I was mortified when somebody did ask me that question a couple of years ago. Polio is not really around in the United States. Why do we have to worry? How anybody could even think that way is beyond me. Why anyone would think that our children are more important than other people's children. I also read this in the Rotarian magazine, which is kind of scary. If Polio Plus is not eliminated, not eradicated, 10 million children will become paralyzed in the next 40 years because, as you say, it's still endemic in these countries. People do travel, and heaven forbid, we certainly wouldn't want to see this ever happen again to anyone in any country.
And, you know, the paralysis we're talking about can be extremely drastic. I remember when I was a Cub Scout in the mid-1950s that we visited a member of our Cub Scout pack, a young boy who had contracted polio, and he was in an iron lung, which is a big tubular device. The front looks like a commercial washing machine, and he was in there, and it created a vacuum that allowed his chest to expand and breathe.
So he could breathe.
Right. Or the paralysis can be in the legs, like President Franklin Roosevelt, who couldn't walk. And in fact, today there are people who are my age, in their 60s, who were polio survivors. I have a couple of friends and coworkers who were polio survivors, and they have now have something called post-polio syndrome, I think it's called, right, Bunny?
Yeah, it is called post-polio syndrome. And
what is that exactly?
Well, it affects different people in different ways. Some people have breathing disorders. Mm. Some people will have other kinds of physical problems. Some of them can be quite serious. But I do believe that with everything happening, not that I'm a doctor or an expert, this too will pass. As polio passes from the world, this too will find the exit door.
Bunny, tell us a bit about, there's a film that's been produced, that's out, called The Final Inch, which is referring to the last little bit to get this wiped off the face of the earth. Just give us a brief.
All right. This was made in India. And by the way, for those who are always concerned that Rotary isn't getting appropriate publicity, a Rotary is mentioned in this film. So I said, it was done in India, and you have to look to see. It's shown from time to time on some of the HBO channels. What it showed was India's effort to eradicate polio. And I'm going to tell you something. It is brutal, and it is frank. People go around, I'll just give you the opening. People go around from India and rap on the doors of families who they know have not permitted their children to get the polio vaccine. And they thrust open the door. And they're going, they call, sister, sister. And the one part of it, they showed a child walking with crutches and a younger child. And they told them, you are not permitting this boy to get the vaccine. The same thing is going to happen to him that happened to your older son. And this is no life. They are really, really, really
tough.
Tough. They're tough. They're right on the line. And I would like to tell you something else, talking about getting the job done. That something that Rotary has been able to do, that some of the higher agencies, if you will, in our government and in other countries cannot do. Rotarians go, they do what they're supposed to do. People from their country do it. They go in to do this vaccine. You have some groups that are always in conflict, and dangerous conflict, armed conflict. And so we can't put these volunteers' lives on the line. So Rotarians will go in and negotiate with both sides that are having a problem and causing this horrendous situation of not being able to give the children the drops. They sit with them, they negotiate, they tell them what their mission is, what they want to do. They ask, how long will it take? They give them a time.
They get the dialogue going.
They stop warring, mm-hmm. and they call this days of tranquility,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and the people can go in and give the children these drops.
And get the task accomplished.
Well, you know, Bunny, that's great. And, you know, we have a lot of Rotarians who listen to this show.
And a lot of non-Rotarians.
Right? And you've done a wonderful poem that we'd like to hear as our closing.
Okay, just remember, I'm no Elizabeth Barrett Browning, and this will be going out as a blast. And it's to my 7210 family of Rotary. Help the children skip and hop. Take 23 cents daily and let it drop into a container that you'll soon fill up. You'll feel proud. Wow, what a thrill. You helped make our dream possible. 1111, start doing this. Can you feel that little child's kiss? By 6:30-12, saints alive, you'll have dropped 125. This along with what else you do, shh, the children are saying, we love you. They'll be jumping around and having fun. Who made this happen? You are the one. All who helped Rotary achieve its goal will feel so good in body and soul. Thank you. Oh,
thank you, Bunny Webb, for joining us on Radio Rotary.
You always touch our souls, Bunny.
And Sarah, who do we have to thank for bringing us Radio Rotary this week?
Well, Jonah, Radio Rotary is sponsored by Rotary International, Hudson Valley's Rotary District 7210, and the Rotary Clubs of Millbrook, Newburgh, New Paltz, New Windsor, Cornwall, North Rockland, Pleasant Valley, Port Jervis, Poughkeepsie, Red Hook, Rhinebeck, and Southern Ulster.
For Sarah O'Connell, this is Jonah Treebwasser. Thank you for tuning in and inviting you to join us again next Friday morning at 9 for another edition of Radio Rotary. Right here on Hudson Valley Talk Radio. The Millbrook Rotary invites you to their 7th annual New Year's Eve performance extravaganza on Friday, December 31st from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. Franklin Avenue in Millbrook.
Enjoy lots of alcohol-free entertainment for the entire family. Music of all kinds, a circus, puppets, and more. Fun for all ages. Donations accepted for lighted holiday buttons.
For more information, visit www.millbrookrotary.org. That's www.millbrookrotary.org.
Hi, this is Sarah O'Connell.
And this is Jonah Treebwasser.
We're the hosts of Radio Rotary, heard Friday mornings at 9, right here on Hudson Valley Talk Radio.
We have exciting news.
We now have our very own website, www.radiorotary.org.
Not only that, you can subscribe to our new podcasts on iTunes or on our new website.
So click there today.
That's www.radiorotary.org.